Mental illness is a biological brain disorder, a physical illness of the brain, a human organ, just like the heart or lungs or liver. But mental health advocates like Jeff Baxter of the Alabama Mental Health Association have been fighting an uphill battle to get mental health included in health insurance plans.
You know, you'll cover me going to the doctor, you'll cover me going to the hospital, but if I have a mental breakdown or I need counseling to prevent me from going to the hospital, why don't you cover that?
34 states have passed so-called mental health parity laws that either suggest or require that health insurers include mental health services in their plans. But advocates say the Small Business Health Fairness Act of 2005 will undermine those efforts. Under the bill, so-called association health plans, those are the collectives of small businesses, would be exempt from individual state insurance regulations, including mental health parity laws. Shannon Weston is executive director of the Alabama chapter of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill.
It means that basically if that state has passed that parity law that says insurance companies have to provide equal coverage to those with physical health, then if the small businesses opt to switch over to association health plans, then they no longer have to provide mental health.
How do you know that they wouldn't choose to, that they wouldn't say mental health is important?
Well, we don't know that, but oftentimes it's a less expensive plan and it looks attractive to small businesses. But in the long run, it is going to be more costly because it doesn't provide that coverage for mental health and other things that are offered that have maybe mandated through the state.
It's been interesting that there hasn't been a lot of coverage of this. The debate hasn't been terribly public from what I can tell. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure why that is. I don't know if it's because people are not sure actually what association health plans are. We haven't gotten a lot of calls on it, which is concerning to me because it is an issue that is very hotly debated right now. And NAMI National is very tracking this bill. And so on a national level for our organization, it's very important. On a state level, it's important. If we strengthen our state parity law that it becomes mandated, this will affect us greatly because, again, people could opt out of it.
As you mentioned, 34 states have mental health parity bills, but just because there's one on the books doesn't always mean that it has teeth, right?
Well,
as we know here in Alabama. What's the situation here?
Well, the situation here is in 2000, we did pass the mental health parity. Right now, it's not a mandate. So it requires group health plans to offer employers the opportunity to purchase mental health coverage equal to those of physical health. However, the employers do not have to buy it. And right now, it only applies to companies with 50 or more people.
What was that debate like in 2000 when that law was passed here in Alabama? I imagine NAMI was lobbying heavily for something that wasn't just an optional policy.
It was hotly debated that it would raise premium costs, of course. It would be too costly for insurance companies. We were lucky and we're fortunate now that we have studies from other states. We have studies that show that it doesn't increase premium costs. It increases productivity. It's not costly for the companies to have mental health parity. And we hope that we can improve and actually hope that get a mandate passed in the future so companies will have to provide mental health coverage to have some actual teeth into this.
The House passed the Association Health Plan bill this week by a vote of 263 to 165. The Senate must still take it up. I'm Tanya Ott.